Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. 408, second hour. Mark Reardon on this Thursday afternoon, and the legendary George Gray is in the house with us this afternoon in a little bit to play The Price is Wrong. George, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Wow, legendary, huh?
Legendary is absolutely an appropriate tag.
Even Sue started laughing immediately before even saying hello. Thank you, Sue.
George is, of course, the voice on The Price is Right, you're still on hiatus here, right?
Yeah, but we're going back. We start shooting again August 2nd.
Okay, so it's just around the corner.
So I'm making my way back this Sunday, loading up a couple cats, and driving across. I'll be in Amarillo, Texas, at the Big Texan.
Aww.
And then in Arizona, and then back to LA.
How many do you shoot in a day, George? Like, how many, shows?
No, I got when you said shooting a day. That's the lingo out there.
Shows.
So I mean shows.
Did you randomly wave a gun
out
right.
The street.
I mean, we're in downtown St. Louis, George. Yeah, so no, never know.
Really did.
Not that bright.
Smell what you were cooking on that one. We shoot anywhere from 2 to 3. 3 was very unusual a couple years ago, but especially now because, the whole pandemic thing, we were trying to just gang shoot as many as we could.
Wow.
So yeah, they pack a lot in.
I think you told me you do like 2, 2, and 3 or something like that. Isn't it just 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
We actually have done 3 days, 3 shows a day a few times, and that's a bender.
That's a lot.
Come on down.
Right.
And do the people, are there just that many people lined up to get in that it works?
Well, nobody was lined up for 2020.
I was going to say, on a normal day when you're shooting 3 shows, let's say there's no pandemic,
right?
There's that many people out there that you could just do however much you want?
People love The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
People stand in line for The Price is Right, and yes.
Do they camp out like the night before kind of deal?
Some people, typically when people come in the audience, there's about 300 plus people there, and everybody's got a number, and the number is what place they were in line.
Oh,
so when they got there. So I always look for 001 because that's the first person there.
That's awesome.
And some of them are just like, oh yeah, we drove in, we got here at 3 a.m. and we camped out.
Love it.
Because if you're the 350th person, you might not get in.
Slacker.
You just get shut out.
Yeah.
Is it a state secret how you and the producers decide who makes the cut?
That's a good question.
Can you give us insight? I mean, if it's secret, you can and you
not,
won't. But
I do not do anything because if I did, I would be bribed easily.
Right.
So you're
out of the process.
So I am not allowed to be part of the process. what happens is when they get there, you've got producers that will go out and just talk to people online and just say, hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's Mark. Oh, Mark, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a host and I do a radio show in St. Louis. And they'd say, wow, that's fascinating. What's your favorite game in Price is Right? And you would say,
Plinko.
Oh, I really like Plonko. And they'd say, it's not called that. It's called Plinko. And you'd say, oh, my goodness. You know what?
But I like Plinko.
They just feel you out. They would just talk to you.
They'd feel
and
me
see
up.
That's what I heard.
Easy family show.
They would see if you have any kind of personality to add to the show, right? I guess that's what they're looking for.
Well, because if you talk to somebody in that line and they say,
I don't know.
You're not putting them on TV.
Well, because you want somebody at home doesn't want to watch a show and watch somebody win a car and go, oh, well, that's pretty cool. Even if they're super excited, some people don't emote well.
Yeah.
But yes, I always say, don't be fake. But everybody gets excited, so be the most excited you are.
What
be
if you have one of those shirts that say, like, I love George or I love Drew?
Yeah,
does
yeah.
that get you any favors?
I automatically, I cross out the last name that's there, and I say their name. That's a little bit of trivia for you if you're coming to the show. No, I don't do that. Again, out of the process.
Yeah.
I love it, though. Actually, my favorite is when people will actually say, hi, Mama May. On the
their
shirts.
On their shirts.
Which, by the way, hi, Mama May!
Oh, you got to add one more because you know who's listening.
Yes.
Hi, Judy Reardon!
Oh, yeah. I talked to her last night. I said, you know, George is coming in. She goes, oh, I know. I can't wait. I listen. So we got to make sure. And she always reminds me, you don't say hi, Judy, every day like George does on The Price is Right.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point.
I love Judy. She's
that.
Great.
Hey, before we're going to do Sue's News and The Price is Wrong, but I have to ask you to chime in here on your favorite player from the St. Louis Cardinals, Carlos Martinez, and the state of the Cardinals. We were talking in the outside of the studio.
Right.
When George comes here, he spends part of his summer in St. Louis. I noticed that the goatee is not red this year.
Right.
Typically, it's red. It is not.
Yeah.
We just sucked, dude.
Scott Spezio goatee.
Now you're
thank you.
So he's you're really harsh critic on this team. So even when the team's actually kind of good, it's not good enough for George. So this summer, it's terrible.
I never.
You're hypercritical. You are.
Hey, I work on a show where everybody's draped in Dodgers gear, and I will go in and rock the red. So okay, you know what? I'm representing out there.
You just want them to be just
a little
bit better.
Yeah, of course. I got my opinions, and I think that they could use a little improvement.
High expectations.
I don't know if it goes through because I'm having lots of communication issues between the iPhone and the Androids, but I sent him a text the other day that said, I think it was last week, good news, best news you heard all day. Carlos is now on the 60-day DL.
Ugh. My goodness. Yeah, that's...
It's going to be a different team next year. I think we know that for sure. Did you watch the Home Run Derby? It was pretty entertaining.
I watched a little bit of it. Amazing. Absolutely.
It was
fun. Anytime you start referencing Babe Ruth and start, you know, talking about that kind of history...
This Ohtani guy. Does he get a lot of coverage out there in L.A.?
You know what? What's funny is he kind of blew up as I was leaving town because I've been gone...
A few months now.
I've been gone since, the beginning of May. So I'm blissfully unaware of what's happening out there. Oh, but I'm going to find out.
Oh, you are going to find out.
Oh, it's going to be nothing but Delta virus out there.
So when you go back, you're still without, Sue, we were asking about the audience, but there is no audience now. Or is
still?
There?
Still no?
I have heard there's going to be an audience of some kind. Yes.
All right. Okay.
That is what I have heard. So, we will have an audience of some kind. They're trying to be extra cautious.
I get it.
They're trying to be extra careful.
I know.
Yeah,
well, I remember
California.
I was sitting at lunch with you over the holidays last year when you were getting ready to go back and everything was going to start. And during that lunch, you get the call from the showrunner dude. And you, put on hold for another month or whatever that ended up being.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
You were in a really good mood that day.
You're my good luck charm.
I know. I felt bad. All right, hey, let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News.
Who would bring you this?
Brought to you by Sue.
That's right. It's her.
We're going to start with something that you, I think, all will enjoy. It's the Cardinals retiring Ted Simmons, number 23.
Love that.
About time.
Yay.
Yeah.
And this is going to be in a ceremony on July 31st. They're going to unveil a bronze statue of him and the whole nine yards. This is going to be the first number retired since Tony La Russa's number 10 in, can you guess the year?
2014.
Oh, close.
2015.
2012.
Wow.
I was surprised by that. I thought it was...
I knew it was 2012.
The year
Go
after.
I just didn't want to say anything. I just didn't want to shout it out.
So the year after he left, they're like, okay, boom.
Let's get right on it.
Good enough.
Informally retired, of course, is Pujols number 5. They don't really use it, but it's not an official retirement of the number.
Isn't that interesting?
Since then, which I hadn't realized either. Simmons is part of the 2020 Hall of Fame class, along with Derek Jeter, Marvin Miller, and Larry Walker. But, of course, they postponed the whole thing because of COVID. So they're going to combine the classes
and do it
both in 2021 this year.
Okay.
It's just kind of cool. And that will be, by the way, on September the 8th.
You ever been to the Hall of Fame, George Gray?
I have not.
Dave, have you been?
I have.
Yeah, it's on my list.
I could spend weeks there.
Wow.
Yeah, easily. As a baseball nut, yeah.
Have you been, Mark?
I never have. It's on my list.
You seem like you should go.
I know, and I wanted to combine it with a trip to Saratoga. They're not exactly right next to one another, but I always thought that would be fun.
Same state, good enough. From the Post-Dispatch, I was kind of surprised by this. A St. Louis County judge sentenced a Clayton lawyer to a week in jail yesterday for contempt of court.
Oh, I saw this.
This is nuts.
What? He got a little mouthy with the judge,
the
right?
The lawyer, yeah, Eugene.
I thought it was Jane Duker.
Fahrenkrog, can you imagine?
Should have been Jane, right?
Jane would not do this. She said, this guy turned to the judge and used the F word. He said, F you to the judge.
What?
Ooh.
During a medical malpractice trial, and the judge was like, yeah, you're going to jail for a week. I'm not tolerating this.
Well, was it, I mean, was
what
it
the
warranted?
Heck?
I want to know if it was warranted, first and foremost.
Okay, well, they said you can't really tell from the transcript what exactly inspired that, but there is no scenario in which you can do that.
In probably his not. Defense, the judge asked the lawyer if he wanted to see naked pictures of his wife.
You're going to jail. You're going to prison.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the judge would have said to trigger that.
There's nothing that can trigger that. It's just ridiculous.
It'd be awesome, though, to be a judge and just say, okay, you're in contempt of court.
You're done.
I'm done with you.
Well, the Post, you know, they read that in the transcript, and then somebody called his office, the attorney. The attorney, thank you. But he was still there, and he wouldn't talk about it. So maybe he's in jail today. He wasn't yesterday. We'll see. Man, that's some nerve.
That's
good. All I'm saying.
That's a good one.
Now, this one is kind of sad. The number of drug overdose deaths in America was up by 30% last year. It rose to over 93,000 people. This is a record number. People were isolated. Some drug programs weren't able to operate during the pandemic. You couldn't go to in-person meetings. It was a real challenge. I think we have only begun to see what the trickle-down from the pandemic has done.
I saw a little bit of the story. Are they saying that a lot of those are they focusing on fentanyl or drugs along those
lines?
I thought that was a big part
of
it.
The data showed that the opioids were involved in 74% of those overdose deaths.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Wow.
It's pretty awful.
Way to lighten the mood, Sue.
Yeah,
well,
great.
I'll bring it back around,
what a
George.
This afternoon.
I'm telling you.
MTV is bringing back Cribs. I kind of was amused by this show. I can't help it. Did anyone else watch it?
No, this was one that eluded me on MTV.
This is the only one I would watch on MTV.
Thank you, yeah. Dave. They give you these tours of these ridiculous houses of different players.
Was it mainly celebrities or sports figures?
Oh, sports figures.
Yeah, all over the place.
Celebrities, anybody who wanted.
George Gray's house.
George Gray's house.
It was a short tour. It was a small tour.
And
here's my hot plate.
Wait a minute.
Mostly, when it was athletes, it was giant TV rooms for movies and such in the basement and 80,000 cars. But, you know, we'll see. They're starting with Martha Stewart, which kind of warms my heart. I just thought that was funny.
The first thing you'll see in her home is she has a nice little display with her orange jumpsuit. some pictures from the prison yard, right?
Too soon. And then Jay Leno show. She's got several houses. We'll see which one. Ryan Lochte, I don't know. Snooki, they will all be in this.
Snooki's still a deal.
I guess.
I
new
don't get
season
it.
Starts, yeah, well, I don't either, August 11th. And by the way, it originally debuted 20 years ago. That's how long.
Here's a valid question. Who watches MTV and what is on MTV these days? Because
not music.
Right.
No. And it hasn't been for a long time. I don't know what's on MTV. That's a good question.
Cribs.
Well, Cribs now. Top excuses for not working out. Can anyone guess the number one? Mark Reardon.
Mark lazy. Has a lot of them.
Lazy.
I'm too tired.
I don't want to.
That's it. Yeah,
well, no, it's not really that I'm too tired. I'm just lazy.
This is the guy that
to.
Got winning from an e-bike,
yeah,
Sue.
Yeah, that's true. I went on. She has an electronic bike she brought in today, and we tried it out in front of the building. And it you have to pedal it, but there's a couple of buttons that will make it go faster.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so out of shape that even on an electronic bike, riding what, approximately a quarter mile? That's a lot of breath.
Today. You were done?
Yeah, I was.
Were you?
Toast.
Was it an e-bike with an e-cigarette? Like, what were you doing? How e was this?
It was just, I'm out of shape, man. I need to do something.
That'll help you. Number two, it's raining. Number three, it's too cold. They never mentioned it's too hot. Apparently, we don't care. And my favorite is number five, which is, I just ate. I can't get out and work out. Don't
fair.
Bother me. I'm full.
I was, when I do get in that routine of going to the gym, I always very good at coming up with an excuse that morning. I'm going to the gym. And then I'm like, I don't know, man. If I can do this, maybe I don't have the time, right?
My hair won't dry in time. That's what I say.
By the way, I'm so vain that I'll just tell you this right now that like I shower before I go to the gym. And
really?
I go. Yeah, because I can't.
Okay, that's weird.
I don't like wearing a hat to the gym. The hats get all disgusting. So I don't want the hair to look all mommy.
Why do you wear a hat to the gym?
I don't. That's why I shower before I go to the gym. And by the way, I don't go to the flipping gym anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
No one cares. No one is looking at your hair
point.
At the gym.
I know, but it's a vanity thing.
That's fair. And I wanted to go over the gas tax info just because we've had an increase, and I've talked to Mark about this because I'm not sure that I really understand it. This is what the governor signed into effect. The law will gradually raise. We now have a 17 cent a gallon gas tax. Mm-hmm. It's going to go up to 29.5 cents.
Genius.
That's
over 5 years.
A lot.
Over 5 years.
Genius. Over 5 years.
It's going to be money well spent.
Ugh.
Ah, can you hear the politicians salivating right now?
The option, here's what I don't get. We have an option for buyers to get a refund if you keep track of your receipts.
See, George, you can get a refund.
Well, no one's going to do that.
Sue is.
Me, I might just stash them all in one place and see what it means. What'll I get, like $3 at the end? It may not be worth it. But
I think we should do a little computation, though. I mean, you drive a lot, so do you have any idea how many gallons of gas? I wouldn't be too hard probably to figure out a month and then just times 12.
Maybe
you can save a little money. But
probably
I think the amount of people that are going to turn the receipts in would probably be about 1,000.
You think?
I don't think it's.
And then they'll get audited for that.
Gosh, you're right, George. Maybe I shouldn't do it. The first 2.5 cent increase is slated to take effect in October. That'll bring our gas tax to 19.5 cents. Now, the money will be used for Missouri roads and bridges. The gas tax.
Oh, hang on just a second. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
George did not have full faith and confidence.
No, I don't think he did.
Government.
It's a shame.
Gonna fix the roads. That was great. Oh, that was beautiful.
$500 million will be raised annually for that. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. Uh-huh. And a random fact for a Thursday, apples can be stored for over a year before they're sold. And that's it for Sue's News.
Before they're sold.
Yep, that sucker's been sitting there for a year.
I had no idea. The Price is Wrong with George Gray is coming up next. Yeah, we just got to turn ourselves in. Hey, why did you hit that commercial early? I have no idea why that happened. Klein still doesn't know the equipment in here.
Still blaming me, huh?
Dave.
Gotta work on that.
I know. Dave.
Sorry. I was actually gonna take the music out because I was gonna play this. Ladies and gentlemen, time to play The Price is Wrong this afternoon.
Woo!
George Gray,
Price
and here's this theme.
Mark.
There it is. He's in from Hollyweird. He's heading back this weekend, but one more in-studio edition of The Price is Wrong. The way we play this game, Dave, this is your first time, right?
I'm very excited.
George has several items that are located online that are up for bid. If you want to buy things, Facebook, Marketplace, eBay, things along those lines, that's where we extract these items.
These are real, genuine items that are really for sale by real people, and they're online. Online in some fashion, one way or the other.
George, Fred is off this week. He's on a rare vacation, but he's usually been here to play as well. Dave, you know how to play the game, right?
Kind of, sort of.
All right.
Let's go over the rules. We don't really have many.
It's whoever gets closest to the actual retail price without going over.
Okay. Well, that's easy
Ta-da!
Then.
Okay.
That's it.
You would think it's easy, but from past experience on The Price is Wrong, it's not as easy as you would think.
No, it is not.
Okay.
What is the first item, George?
All right. Are we ready to play The Price is Wrong?
Yes.
Mark! Yes. Okay, excellent. here we go. Remember, closest to actual retail price without going over. We're going to start with Mark. This is a real haunted doll. Mm. This is real. This is real paranormal object. She is priceless. This doll came from a large farmhouse that sits on 35 acres of land in Connecticut. She said she kept it in a large walk-in closet belonged to what would have been a great aunt Muriel. Mariel died with her beloved doll laying right next to her. The spirit of the girl has always appeared over and over again through the years of walking through the hall in her bedroom door in the closet where her doll was.
The doll was next to a body.
This is a real haunted doll, folks. This is real.
Mark.
The ad says this is real, so we're going to go ahead and start. But with Mark,
we're not bidding on a ghost. You're saying it's real.
This is real.
This is a haunted doll. You will have strange ghosts walking around in your house. I'm even going to show you a picture.
That's creepy.
For the radio listeners.
No.
But there is the doll. That is what the doll looks like.
Okay.
Mira's doll. Okay, Mark, what would you like to bid?
$2,350.
Wow.
$2,350.
You want to spend a lot of money. Okay. Sue?
Well, I'm saying $1,000 now after that.
Okay. All right. Very good.
It's real. It's real.
Dave, what do you say?
I'm saying $200.
$200. You know, Dave, you could have gone $1. That would have covered a lot more ground.
That's why I asked Dave.
Why have logic in a game show?
Sure.
Right? Okay. Very good. 50 years, still haven't figured it out. Here we go. So we got Mark at $2,350, Sue at $1,000, Dave $200. What do you say at home? What would you pay for a real haunted doll with a guaranteed ghost showing up on your doorstep? It is... ding, 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 because we don't have that sound effect.
Oh, we've never.
Ding, 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 ding. You know what that means on The Price is Wrong? Somebody got the price right on the nose.
What?
Stop it.
What?
Right on the nose and actually wins as many seats as they want to a St. Louis Cardinals game.
Dave, I know it.
Actual retail price is $1,000. Sue.
Look at that.
Sue for the big win.
Oh, I love it.
Very nice.
That would have been awesome if Dave would have done 1,001, though. Could find that gap between my bid and Susie, we still would have lost.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, that was
good.
Was good.
Real ghost. I mean,
congratulations, Sue.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Not only do you get the doll, but you get the ghost, too.
It's a bonus.
So if you nail it on target, you get that little ringy-dingy sound, but something else, too? Is there any bonus involved on the show if you do that?
On Price is
Right. Right. On the real show.
On The Price is Right.
On The Price is Right,
you would get $500 cash.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
Sue, you get nothing.
Yeah, thanks. That's great. I love this game.
Okay, are you ready for item number two on the famous show?
The Price is Wrong. Mark?
Come on, you got to have that.
You got to have it. I have it there.
Press the button. You got to.
Hang on. Well, because I can't see the.
Oh, really? You can't press the button?
Let's see. Dave, see if I can do it.
The price is wrong.
Mark.
There we go.
There you go. Okay.
Well, that was a lot, but okay.
Have that ready to go at all times.
Thank you.
All right, the next item up for bids.
Mark.
We've got a copper moonshine still.
Ooh.
And then it says stills, not sure why. 20 gallons, heavy, 22-gauge copper still, whiskey still. Okay, here we go. And here's the description. Stills can be dangerous. So you need to protect yourself by buying a well-built still.
Don't protect yourself
by not buying a still. No. You need to protect yourself by buying a well-built still. Do you really want to risk getting hurt just to save a buck?
No.
There are a lot of copycats of my stills, but none even come close. I'll be in business years from now. Will they be in business tomorrow? Well, not if you get drunk and go hunt them down, they won't. Eventually, most will fail by selling inferior products. And let's just mention that they're illegal too, but that's the description. So Sue, you get to open the bid. What would you say that's going to be worth?
22 gauge. George, how big is this? Give me something.
It is 20 gallons.
Like, okay.
And make me do that in like
George.
Meters. Yes.
I'm going to say $750.
$750
yes.
To make your own shine. Dave?
It's illegal, you know.
I'm going $1,000.
$1,000. And Mark, how much would you pay for the still that goes right next to the meth lab?
George, $1,001.
$1,001.
Jerk.
You jerk. Somebody just learned how to play. Somebody. We've been playing this game all summer. You just figured out the secret.
It took me three tries.
The super top secret to the game. Okay, here we go. We've got Sue at $750, Dave at $1,000, Mark at a rude $1,001, and the actual retail price of the still is
$1,195.
Oh,
yeah.
Mark Reardon
awesome.
Pays off.
Nice.
Good job.
Not exactly the $500 bonus, but I did okay there. Sorry, Dave, about that. You would have won, you know.
So close.
I know.
That's a great product right there, isn't it, though?
That really is the first time any of us have done the $1 thing properly. That was impressive.
Actually, I think one of you did the $1 under one time, which I was really blown away by.
I think that was Fred. We'll just put that on Fred. He's not here to defend himself.
All right. Next item. We ready for the next item?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay. This is a great one, okay? It took me a second to figure this out, but this is a real thing that you can purchase. AU Tradeline, $17,550 limit, age 2.5 years, 15% utilization. I'm gonna That is the title of the item. But once I read the listing, you're gonna get this.
Okay. All right.
Higher limits plus aged accounts on your credit file make you appear more secure to a lender, so you can avoid being denied for having a quote thin file. This Barclays card will add a $17,550 credit limit.
Sounds like a scam.
And 100% payment history of 2 years and 7 months to your credit file. The statement date on the card is 8th of each month. It usually takes 10 to 15 days after the late statement date to show up on your credit report. You will be added as an authorized user within 3 business days and remain on the account for 60 days or 2 posting cycles after Tradeline posts to your file. And then it says with an asterisk, just for the people who are a little slow, or maybe if you just bought a still, buyer will not receive actual credit card. Buyer will not receive actual credit card, just in case you thought.
They have to put that in the list.
So it actually puts your name on a credit card that's real, but you can't use to fool the credit agency. No, it sounds like a great idea.
Dave,
it sounds like a win. And you know what, Dave? You get to kick it off. What would you bid?
This is a
phenomenally legal idea.
The only thing on this one, Dave, is you also have to give your social security number on the radio here at the same time. I don't know if you know that. Don't do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to say $500.
$500 for a name on a credit card that doesn't really exist. Okay. Then we go with Mark. What do you say?
I'm going to go with $250.
$250, okay. And Sue?
$251.
Look, Sue. Look at the big brain on Brad, huh? Somebody's playing the game now, huh?
You know what? He did the $1. I'll try the $1.
It's a narrow gap here. I did the $1 when there was a lot of ceiling room there, over 1,000, right?
Yeah.
She only has
$249.
Yeah,
I do. That's a lot.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So for the shadiest deal in financial history, what will it cost you to have your name phonily put on a real card just long enough to fool the credit card agencies? You said $500, $250, $251. Actual retail price is $549.99.
Wow, nice.
Dave.
Nice job, Dave.
Dave, unbelievable.
Dave, you old.
So I think we've all won a round, haven't we?
Now, I actually do we have time for one more?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we have time for one more tiebreaker.
And
coincidentally, this is worth 1,000 points.
Okay.
So this is going to put somebody over the edge slightly, okay?
You're all going down.
And you know that I saved the best for last.
Okay, let me play this one more time just because I didn't do it last time.
The price is wrong.
Mark.
Okay.
Excellent. Right. Okay. And boy, you guys are going to love. I can't wait till I announce the no case today. What somebody is going to win for being the winner on this show. Just the fact. Fabulous no case, folks.
Dave, okay, let me tell you something. The no cases so far have been
stellar.
Spectacular.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to live up to this.
This is great. I just want to say Dave did come up with this no case, so it's a good one.
So you're the one.
There's audio production involved, too.
Here we go.
Wow.
What am I supposed to have ready on the no case? Well, I'll do that last. Yeah,
okay. You're going to have to press buttons, okay, but you're going to be great. Okay, ready? Here is the last item for bids on The Price is Wrong, Mark. Most expensive alien skull on eBay, organic, in large print. What is it? Weird, rare, old mystery.
Of course it's organic.
Now that is the title of this, okay,
what?
Folks? Here we go.
Alien skull?
I'm going to explain to you. Here we go.
Okay.
Walking through the woods in the Pacific Northwest, I found it covered with a bark-like skin, a roundish head with teeth. I quickly threw it in the nearby mountain lake. I thought it was gone. 5 years later, I returned to the lake and happened to look into the water. There, under the water, was the head. And I'm going to even show you what the head looks like, okay? There you go. There's a little bit of teeth on it, okay? Okay, it looks like a rutabaga that's been left out in the sun.
Exactly what it looks like, a deformed potato.
It is very, very odd.
A deformed potato with an eye, though.
Okay, yeah. So this person saw it and immediately thought, that's obviously an alien skull, and did the only thing that you would do with an alien skull, which is to throw it in a mountain lake.
Well, sure.
Everybody knows that's what you do. And then 5 years later, when you see it in the mountain lake, you have to put it on eBay.
Sure. Duh.
I mean, I don't know where he put this, right. But that's so we're gonna get this bidding going, and this is gonna be Mark. You get to kick off the bid. So what would you give for a organic, what is it, rare old mystery alien skull?
I'm gonna go high on this one. I'm gonna say $5,000.
Oh my gosh! $5,000.
You guys are paying big bucks, huh?
Wow.
Okay.
It's a unique item.
Okay, Sue, what do you say?
$50, George.
$50 for a true alien skull.
Somebody
comes light years to this planet, this backwater of ours in the Milky Way.
Let's see if Dave has learned how to play the game
bucks.
In the last 10
okay,
minutes.
We got $5,000. We got $50. Dave, what do you say?
$51.
$51.
Genius play there.
$51. Okay, that's really covering the mark. So we do in fact have $5,000, $51 for a true guaranteed alien skull from another civilization. You will have to pay $1,776.
Dave, win.
Dave, congratulations.
Thank
Round
you so
of
much.
Applause.
There you go.
First time playing the game, and he pulls down the victory. I'm
all right,
impressed.
Dave. For knowing the most on The Price is Wrong, you win the no case. And your prize is the ultimate John Tesh song collection on a series of 8 cassette tapes. That's right. You and your significant other can relax in your backyard oasis and let John Tesh soothe you with such classic hits as Valley of Dreams.
Price is Wrong.
Mark.
That didn't work.
Well,
here's what happened, Dave. And I've learned this. You have to highlight it first. But you haven't done that yet.
So let me reset the scene.
Please.
So here it is. Okay, you're outside in the plastic lawn chair, right? You're overlooking your domain. You've got the plastic pink flamingo, and then you hear John Tesh soothe you with Valley of Dreams.
I do love me some John Tesh.
Oh, my God.
You know, I interviewed him one time, and he was a fantastic interview, believe it or not.
Really?
But the music is awful. Yeah, I couldn't listen to this.
Oh, it's on cassette, so.
But, Dave, you win
this,
it.
This sounds like, well, no, I'm not done. And when you're ready to party and let loose, John has you covered with Round Ball Rock.
Woo! Oh, yeah, that's the,
Get it.
Did this theme, right?
People are up and dancing at home right now. John has a song for any occasion, and you can enjoy all of his classic hits on 8 cassette tapes. You won't know what to do with all of the Teshy goodness. And it's yours for winning the no case. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to The Price is Wrong, Mark. And please, don't forget to have John Mosliak spayed and neutered to help control the player population. Thank you so much. We'll see you the next time on The Price is Wrong, Mark.
I did forget that Tesh wrote that. That's like the CBS
NBA,
basketball.
No, NBA
oh, that's the NBA thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. He probably makes
like
a fair amount of money.
Like Michael Jordan
that.
Days.
That was outstanding. You had to get the John Mosliak crack in there, didn't you, George Gray, before you flee the city and go back to Arizona and Hollywood. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We did it.
George, you
I think we did it in the studio 3 times now.
Yes.
Oh, which is awesome. So,
and you guys are getting better at playing the game. But I would love to when I'm out in L.A., you want to do this, let me know.
Oh,
we're going to do it.
Okay? Love it.
We don't like to bother you too much, but that was fun. It has been a lot of fun, so thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the stay here in St. Louis. I'm bummed we didn't get to a baseball game. Then again, maybe not the worst thing this summer, right?
They're going to rally. Second half of the season.
Recommit sometime next year at some point or in the future. George Gray, great to see you. I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you're dead. So you've been seeing the soccer stadium go up, and that is a fun project.
It's amazing.
And it provides energy to the city that we desperately need.
And you know what? Some of those lofts down there, like the Washington 2020 lofts, they're right there. It's helping with the sales of the lofts. This is good for the entire area.
Yeah, I love it. And we have another sponsor of St. Louis City SC. Tom Krause is the chief operating officer of Together Credit Union. They're a great sponsor here at Odyssey as well. Hey, Tom, how are you? Tell me about the partnership.
Well, man, it's been an exciting couple of days for us. We're so excited to be a partner
with St. Louis City. You mentioned the stadium, and that's a big component of what they're trying to achieve downtown. But, you know, it's more than about soccer, and I think our partnership with them to help the betterment of the St. Louis community at large is really exciting.
So tell me, what will you have? I'm guessing there's going to be some Together Credit Union stuff that's going to be there as part of the stadium. What do you have planned?
Yeah, so, you know, we're considered a founding partner. There's only going to be a handful of them. We're the second one, as you may have heard, that Purina announced their deal a couple of weeks ago. But for us, it means a couple things. We'll have some good in-stadium presence. We'll actually be the sponsor of the Together Credit Union main concourse club. It'll be the gathering place before, during, and after the game. This partnership also gives us the ability to offer exclusive products that will be co-branded. So we'll have a checking account that you can get a debit card with the St. Louis City SC logo on it, as well as a credit card. So to be able to do products like that and deliver some unique opportunities for our members to engage with the sponsorship as well.
I think the biggest problem right now is it's got to get here. We need to open this stadium. It just seems like these things take forever. And the pandemic year maybe, you know, makes it seem like it's longer. But everyone is excited. Even a guy like me who doesn't, you know, I've kind of joked over the years, I'm not the biggest soccer fan. I married a woman who played collegiate soccer. So I've certainly been exposed over the years. But I can't wait. I buy season tickets just because this is going to be so much fun for St. Louis.
Yes.
You got to get to the game, man. A game is just the energy, the excitement is second to none. It's nothing like what St. Louis has seen before.
Well, thanks for coming on here this afternoon, Tom, and congratulations on the partnership. I know that the team has to be excited, and Carolyn Kendall Betts and the whole partnership, the whole thing that's coming together is one of the best things that's happened to St. Louis in a long time, and I know that you're proud to be a part of it.
Hey, Tom, can I ask a quick question? When is it supposed to be finished? Like, when is the first game, you know, ballpark supposed to be? Do we know even?
Yeah, we know that the first game is going to be in March of 2023. Yes, okay. You know, I'm not an expert in the stadium progress. You'd have to ask the team, but you know, there's a lot that we can do between now and then, though, and we're really focused on financial education as a key component of this partnership. And with the team's help, we're going to go out and do activation and programming centered around that theme.
I love that.
Love it.
Keep in contact on that, Tom, because I think that's one of the big problems with the youths of America, if you will. They need more financial education, so that's awesome. I got to get to a break in the top of the hour. Tom Krause, Together Credit Union. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.